The LA County Board of Supervisors declared a local health emergency this morning, and they're not the only ones. Soon after, Governor Schwarzenegger declared an emergency of his own. The move allows the state to free up special funds to deal with the swine flu. No cases have been confirmed in LA, but officials at the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health say the disease is almost certainly lurking somewhere in the city, and it's only a matter of time before it shows up. That's why State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jack O'Connell held a news conference today. He said Californians don't need to panic about contracting swine flu. O'Connell also said he is working with state health officials to protect the state's 6 million public school children.
We have to have a community-wide approach, and individuals have to take the precautionary steps that we've outlined in terms of basic hygiene, making sure that you don't spread germs and that you cover your nose and mouth, that you wash your hands as frequently as possible. And if you are sick, stay home. Don't go to that community playground. Don't go to a sporting event. Make sure that you stay home and you stay so that you're not spreading these germs.
So far, no California public schools have been closed. But two private schools shut their doors today. LAUSD Public Information Officer Susan Cox says the district has already implemented a plan to deal with the virus.
We are instructing parents that if their kids are sick, to keep them home and do not bring them to school. Our school nurses are tracking and monitoring students who are absent.
Still, only about half of California's public schools have a full-time school nurse. Superintendent O'Connell says the importance of school nurses cannot be overlooked.
We need to make sure that we protect and invest in nurses. Nurses are an integral part of our educational delivery system. They have a very important role to play to make sure that our students come to school healthy, well-nourished, and prepared to learn.
But rest assured that it's safe to feed your kids bacon, ham, and other pork products. The California Department of Food and Agriculture gave pigs a clean bill of health and declared pork products safe for consumption. Marie Cunningham, Annenberg Radio News.